Chapter 1, Called. It all starts with God's call. Picture this. Someone far from God is raised to life in Christ. God calls them to Himself. They begin to understand they are called by God. They feel loved, forgiven, and made whole. They hear a powerful word from God, called. Right then and there, the enemy of God comes along and adds, to work. This lie happens every day. Soon the miracle of being called by God is tarnished with the added pressure, called to work. Even now, some of you are beginning to argue, that's right, God has called us to work for Him. I'm a soldier in the Lord's army. I'm a laborer in God's vineyard. While that can be true, what matters is who is doing the work. Any work apart from God has no eternal value. God has never called us to work for Him. In fact, God has never called anyone to work for Him or apart from Him. Instead, He has made us to be the work of God and invited us to join Him in His work here on the earth. There is a big difference between the work of God and the work of man. History is His story. In the story of life, God is the main character. At some point in our lives, we all try to become the main character, but that will never happen. We have all been invited to be extras in God's story. This story is about God and not about us. God creates. God calls. Our role in God's story is to experience Him and join Him in His work by allowing Him to work in and through us. The enemy of God tricks us into thinking we have been cast in the starring role. We have not. Here is where we need to understand a fundamental truth about God and the enemy. God creates everything. The enemy creates nothing. The best the enemy can do is pervert or twist what God has created. So he takes the truth God has called you and perverts it by whispering two little words, to work. The truth, God has called you. The lie, God has called you to work for Him. All the enemy has to do is get you to believe a half-truth, and then he can deceive you and begin to lead you astray. Unfortunately, I lived over a decade under this lie. It gets worse. The enemy uses thousands of half-truths against us. Not only does he whisper, God has called you to work for Him, but he also adds, your value to God is your work. The truth? You are valuable to God. The lie? Your value to God is your work. God's call is to intimacy with Him. Your value to God is your intimacy with Him, not what you can do for Him. I challenge you to read the Bible and list out every verse where God calls you to work for Him. List the verses that indicate your value to God is your work. You'll not find any such verses. It's not in the Bible. So how do we find ourselves operating under this prevailing mindset that is based solely upon the lies of the enemy? Here is what God actually calls us to. Intimacy with God, experience God, watch God work, glorify God. You cannot find where God has called us to do the work for Him, accomplish His mission for Him. You will expose an area of deep and dark deception that's been plaguing the church throughout human history. Allow God to expose this ugly tragedy. These lies of the enemy have robbed God's people of so much freedom and joy. Countless pastors, teachers, evangelists, and leaders have left the ministry as a result of this lie. The mission of God has been slowed because of this lie. International missions, once prevalent, have become optional because of this lie. There is no replacement for the work of God.